Happy Friday and happy Valentine's Day from all of us here at the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, let one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less take care of you from the very beginning. They're going to be out there searching for the best rates possible and help you plan the most magical vacation ever. And their services are absolutely free to you. So check them out. We'd really appreciate that. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today on Valentine's Day, we bring you a very special episode. We've had this one in the can for about a month now and just been holding back because with Valentine's Day on a Friday this year, I wanted to give you guys an episode with a lot of heart. Get it? A lot of heart there. This is a lot of stuff that was recorded by Ricky and Mary Jo Collins down at Marathon Weekend 2014. And, you know, Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And also, of course, the symbol is the heart. And this show has more heart than most any of the other podcasts we've put out over the last five, almost 6 years. You're going to get to hear interviews with folks who were running some of their first races down during the 5K, 10K, half and full marathons, as well as some interviews with listeners that did the Dopey Challenge. And that is amazing. We also are going to close the show out with a great first-hand perspective of what it's like to run down Main Street USA in the Magic Kingdom during the half marathon. And we also get to ride along right there with Mary Jo Collins as she completes the Dopey Challenge, which if you're not familiar with that, it's 48.6 miles over 4 days. It's a 5K, a 10K, a half, and a full marathon on consecutive days. I can't tell you how proud I am of all of our runners who participated and also everybody who went down and cheered and encouraged these people to do these awesome feats. I'm overwhelmed and I'm so proud of each and every one of you. We're going to be down there again during Marathon Weekend 2015, where I'll be attempting my first full marathon, and I hope to have lots of friends out there on the course as well. Don't forget that we did have a meetup down there at the Polynesian. Thank you so much to Mary Jo and Ricky, and as well as our running team captain, Mr. Mike Bankhead, for sponsoring that for us and putting that on. We had just a great time, great turnout, just great friendship, great memories, and we bring you some interviews from that as well. If you'd like to join this great group of runners, there's no obligation, no cost to join. We're just out there encouraging each other, helping each other get a little bit better here in 2014, as well as, you know, as far as our health and things like that. We're out there walking. We're out there jogging. Some of us are running. There's no competition. We're just out there supporting each other and trying to help each other live a healthier lifestyle. If you'd like to join us in 2014, just getting in shape or running a Disney race, maybe you're just thinking about it, just stop by the forums, beourguestpodcast.com/forums. And, you know, we have a sign up there. We have a Facebook group. And we'd love to have you as a part of the group here moving forward in 2014. So we're going to get out of here and get on to the interviews that were recorded live down at Walt Disney World during Marathon Weekend 2014. Thank you to everybody who took the time to run these races and come over and do an interview with us. But a very special thanks to Mary Jo Collins, our running correspondent here on the podcast. And of course, Ricky was down there as well, cheering and grabbing interviews. So we hope you enjoy today's unusual, but a very heart-filled show on Valentine's Day of the Be Our Guest podcast. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We love you guys.
Hi, this is Mark Glorioso. I'm doing the Dopey Challenge this weekend, and I'm at the Be Our Guest meetup, and you're listening to the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
I am here with Stephanie, and she has run the 10K today. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What did you think of the course?
I thought it was all right. It was very humid this morning.
It's very hot. It's still very humid today, yeah.
I don't know. I was a little disappointed that the first half of the course wasn't even in the park. It was just like on the road.
Interesting.
So we ran it like a half, like 3 miles out on the road, and then we got into the park.
Gotcha.
So it would have been nice to have a little more park time.
How was it in the park, though?
It was really nice in the park. Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's
they had a
good.
Few characters out.
Yeah, that's
Mushu and Genie and Sport Goofy was on Boardwalk.
Awesome.
So, yeah, there were a few characters out there.
That's good. That's good. What was your favorite part about the race today?
Good question. I guess getting to run through Epcot in the dark again.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You used to be able to do that with the full marathon, and then they changed the course.
Gotcha.
So You don't get to run through Epcot in the morning anymore.
So. Oh, that's kind of a bummer. Yeah, but so at least, yeah, this was good. Now, this was the inaugural, so how do you think that they did with the inaugural?
Oh, it went really well. I mean, it was well run. It was smooth.
That's
good. There were no problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you're running the half tomorrow.
Yes.
So you're sitting here, you're getting hydrated, which is good.
Yes, getting lots of water.
That's good. Yes. What are you excited about tomorrow with the race?
I guess I always like running through the castle. That's always fun.
That's good. Yeah. See, I've obviously never run a race. Not a runner. Although everybody thinks that I am now that I've been, you know, using the Runkeeper and going out there and doing like a mile, or as I like to say, I go, you know, eight houses down and then come back home.
Yeah.
So
and
yeah.
Have the trumpet players on the castle. Playing.
Right. That's nice. So, that's nice. But I will be there tomorrow morning, God willing. It's early,
it's
but
early.
I will be there cheering.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, you'll see me out on the course, but. That's good. That's good. I would love to run through the castle. That's the only thing I would like to do is run through the castle, but I don't think I could do a half marathon just to run through the castle, so.
Yeah. Well, you go to Disneyland.
I could. That's true. Now, what did you think about the expo today, or when you went to it?
It seemed better organized this year.
It wasn't
as chaotic. I think maybe because people were spread out over more days.
Yeah, that could be.
It wasn't as crowded.
Because it's 5 days, so that helps out a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well, anything else about the race? No? All right, well, thank you so much. All right, I'm here with Liz, and she ran this morning in the inaugural, is it the mini 10K, is that what it is, or the
Walt Disney World
10K, good, close enough, right?
Yeah, close
So how was the race this morning?
We really liked it. I mean, it was an interesting course. I've never done the marathon, so I got to run out by Boardwalk, I got to run out by Yacht Club, Beach Club. There were a lot of spectators out there.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Made cheering really fun.
I was wondering if there were going to be spectators, because I saw that you were running that path, so I was hoping there would be this morning.
And even just hotel guests who came out and were like, way to go, keep running. It was really fun.
That's good. That's good. Did they have a lot of characters out in the race, or since it was the inaugural?
I did not stop.
Right.
But we saw in passing, we saw Genie, and we also saw Football Goofy out by ESPN.
Nice. Very good. Not too bad. Was the course pretty even, or did...
Yeah, you had to watch out on the boardwalk. Typical, you know, could be a little slick.
Right.
And there were a couple little tight turns near the end, just getting you kind of back through Future World. But other than that, I mean, it was a solid course. You had a little uphill, a little downhill, but it was good.
That's good. That's good. Now, are you running the other races as well, or are you just doing this one today?
I did three. I did the 5K.
Gotcha.
The 10K.
And
I'll do the half tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
But not Sunday.
I don't blame you on that one. You're still doing a lot of running, but, I mean, 26 added to that is a lot. So, how was the expo?
I was actually a little disappointed.
Really?
Because the 10K bid and the Goofy and Dopey people were on the bottom level.
Gotcha.
The 5K and the half were upstairs.
Interesting.
So because I was doing three, I had to go downstairs.
And then I had to go upstairs.
And then they were doing shirts, and I've never done marathon weekend. I've done other race weekends. But they were in a different building next door. So then you had to go to the next building and find the counters for all your shirts.
I see.
To pick all that up.
I see. Well, that's interesting. So now you did the 5K yesterday. Now how was that? It looked like fun. I was sitting at home and thought it looked fun, but then again, I'm not a runner, so.
No, we really like it because we actually had a couple people with small children, so we just let the kids set the pace. They would run, they would walk, we would take pictures.
That's great.
You know, we were just in it for fun.
That's good. That's good. So now you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you keeping yourself hydrated? It is a little warm, so, I mean.
We've kind of made a point of that, especially after running this morning.
Right.
They do give you a full bottle of Powerade, a full bottle of water as you walk out.
That's
so
good.
We downed both of those. Had some more water before heading off, and we just kind of came from brunch, and we brought little lemonade packets.
Good.
To just keep getting
more and
more water.
Right.
Just throughout the day. It's
right.
Just, you know, maintaining it.
That's good.
So we feel good about where we are.
That's good. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
For me, it's my second half marathon on Disney property. So
very
I did
good.
The Princess in 2013, and now this one. So I'm kind of looking to repeat it and kind of do it with more confidence.
That's
I know
good.
Where I'm going. I know where the turns are. I know where the hills are.
Right.
So it's just doing it even better.
That'll be fun. All right. Well, anything else about the race weekend that you think would be important to share?
I think people who haven't done it should try. I think the
5K
and the 10K are doable distances, so pick one and sign up.
I agree. As a non-runner, shush, Kim. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm here with Jan, and she has run both the 10K and the 5K. So first of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Big feat. I can't imagine doing that much running. But then again, everybody knows I don't run. So I've gotten to 9 houses now. So, you know, that's good. That's good.
Wow.
So tell me about the 5K, because we haven't really talked a lot about that.
The 5K was really neat. We had a lot of people there. It was almost similar to the same thing as a half.
Yeah, I was looking at the course, and it looked pretty similar. So
yeah, it was just like being racing all the races. So it was really neat. We stayed in Epcot the whole time.
That's great. What was it like running through Epcot at night? Well, morning, I guess
I
should say.
It was night, and it was like the sun was coming up, so it was whole different pictures than you could get in any other time in the park. So
oh, that's amazing. Did you take a lot of pictures while you were running? Or
Yes, a lot of people did.
Yes. Now, were there a lot of characters out on that meet, or was it...
Yes, there were a lot. Even the Dopey, I think Mickey, and a lot of them were there. Yes.
That's good. What was your favorite part? Just kind of...
Well, it's going around the lake at Epcot.
That's
just pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mile right there going around that lake. Now, what did you think about the 10K this morning?
10K was the best race I've ever done in Disney.
Wow, what made it so amazing?
And I guess it was the timing, the great route. We did Epcot again, but then we went out and came in the other side, and it was really nice.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that it was a good race. So you think it was a good first-time effort from the 10K then?
Yes. Most definitely. And they were very organized, and we went really well through it all.
That's good. How was bag check and everything? Because sometimes I know there can be problems with that.
No, even they changed up the way they had done stuff on the 5K for the Dopey, and we were able to go through faster today.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It sounds like they're really moving forward and learning a lot through each day. Yeah.
Yes, it's been fun so far.
That's good. Now, have you been having a wonderful vacation as well?
Yes.
I mean, relax. You can't really do a whole lot. Well,
we relax, we run, eat, relax, run, eat.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect vacation to me, minus the running part. So, anything else you want to share about the race or anything?
No, it's been a great weekend, and the podcast has helped me a lot, too,
well,
just
good.
Listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mary Jo Collins reporting from the Polynesian Captain Cooks at the Be Our Guest podcast meet. And I'm joined today with Tim Weston, and he did the 10K today. So tell us about the course.
The course is really nice. It starts off and does about 2 miles out on the streets around outside of Epcot. Then you enter in Epcot back behind Test Track. You do about half of World Showcase, exiting International Gateway, and then you do the full loop of the Boardwalk, Yacht, and Beach Club. Then you enter Epcot again back near, I think it's the World Showplace Pavilion,
mm-hmm.
and you go backstage for a little bit, and then you enter back in Future World between the land and Imagination. Then you run through Future World, past Spaceship Earth, and out into the parking lots, and finish out in the parking lots.
Okay, wonderful. So, what did you think about the characters that were out in the course?
It was, they were very good. I didn't stop for any, but I did like, the one I liked the most was Football Goofy at ESPN on the boardwalk.
That was absolutely my favorite. So, did you see any runners in costumes that you really enjoyed seeing?
My favorite costume of the day was... a runner dressed up as Kevin, the bird from Up. He had...
That's awesome.
I'm not sure how all it was set up. It was kind of... Part of it was attached to his head, and he had balloons up over top. I don't know if anybody has a photo. If they do, check it out. It was an incredible costume.
Awesome. So are you doing any other races this weekend?
This weekend is just the 10K and cheering tomorrow, and then heading home tomorrow night.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations. It's a beautiful inaugural medal there that you have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm joined now with Mike Bankhead, the captain of the Be Our Guest podcast runners team. How you doing?
Great.
So what are you doing right now?
Eating a Dole Whip, looking at the volcano poop.
Awesome, awesome. So how tall did you get it?
Over the edges, dripping down the arm.
Okay, well, not bad. You should have gotten a little higher. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are you doing any races this weekend?
We're doing the half tomorrow, so Dole Whip is total preparation for the race tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, some carb loading. Excellent.
Carb loaded Dole Whip.
Excellent, excellent. So have you? What other races have you done here at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend before?
I've done the full. This will be the sixth year in a row we've either done the half or the full. Well, I did the full in 2010. And it's been the half every other year, so.
Oh, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
It kind of gets in your blood, doesn't it? Like, it's like a tradition once you start doing it. It's kind of part of your annual trip to Walt Disney World, right?
Well, meet both my sisters down here. This is the sixth year in a row. Meet both sisters and brother-in-laws who are here with us. And we all meet up, do the races, enjoy the parks, have a great time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So what are you going to do on Sunday?
Animal Kingdom and cheer on my sister and brother-in-law to finish the Dopey.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So what do you think about Dopey? Do you think maybe that's in your cards one day?
Not at all. Mike Rollman's talking us into doing the full next year. I said I'd never do another full, but he is very, very persuasive. Let's put it that way.
You all can totally do it. I have faith that you'll be fine.
Yep.
I'm actually doing my fifth full marathon this year, so... If I can do it, I know you can do it.
Start training now.
Right.
We'll be ready.
Exactly. Well, you're halfway there.
Unless you're in St. Louis.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, and good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoying it all. I'm joined by Cheryl Perlmutter, and she's here to cheer on her husband. So tell us what Todd's doing this weekend.
Todd's only doing a half marathon this weekend. He just started working... So he's still in a new schedule, so he can't do everything else he wants to do. But he's doing half and cheering on Sunday.
Awesome. So he did the Goofy last year or the full?
He did the full last year, and he did also over the summer he did the Dumbo Double Dare.
That's right. That's awesome. So what is a good strategy tomorrow for cheering?
The best strategy I like to use is because we have some fast friends, is I like to be at Magic Kingdom first, get in early for that line, be there, and then go, or be along the Magic Kingdom line, then transfer yourself off to Epcot. Because if your friends are fast, you can't wait for that monorail in the morning. You can't, as lovely to see them, you might not make it.
Right. That's very, very good advice. So what else are you going to be doing?
I'm also cheering on my friend Emily Westoff from Baby Cakes. Everyone knows her for her fancy goodies, but this week she's running, and she's decided to run an additional 2 miles this weekend because she wants to make it an even 50.
That's so funny. She's crazy. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining us.
Thank you, and good luck to you as well.
Thank you.
We'll watch for you tomorrow.
Now with Chip Buchanan, and tell us exactly what you're doing this weekend.
I am here to cheer on my wonderful son Colin, who is here to run all four races.
No way.
So proud. So proud of him.
That is fantastic. So he's doing the Dopey.
He is doing the Dopey, and next weekend he'll be out running the Tink.
Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. Wow, that is amazing. I would have to figure out how many miles that is. Has he figured it up, like in 7 day or like a 2 week period, how many miles that is?
I don't know that he has figured it out yet.
Okay, so it'd be 48.6 plus 13.1. So it's a lot.
It is a lot. And I admire him for doing it, but not me.
So he's doing the full for the first time, correct?
Yes, this is his first time for a full marathon. He's done the half, and he's done 5K, 10K, and 10 mile, but this is his first marathon.
Oh,
so I had to be here to watch for him and cheer him on.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
And cheering you on as well.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
Hi, this is Mary Jo Collins, reporting live from the Walt Disney World Half Marathon. I'm just seconds away from entering the Magic Kingdom, so go with me now as we enter Main Street, USA. This is what it's all about, people. Are you with me? We're almost there. We're backstage. We're about to enter beside the chapeau and see if you hear anybody.
Please use caution. Course narrows ahead.
Course narrows ahead. We've got a caution. Almost there.
Please use caution. Course narrows ahead.
Five seconds. Here we go. Entering Main Street, USA, right now.
Just want to let you know.
WDW Radio people. Got a big hug and kiss from everybody. Here we go. I can see the castle. Signing out. Love you guys. Hi, this is Mary Jo Collins reporting from the finish of the Walt Disney World Marathon. Now see Kendra and Mark. Woo!
Way to go, girl.
Seeing a lot of friends on the course. We're about to see the choir. Point 1 mile to go. Corner where I'll be able to see the finish line. This is very emotional. I never thought that it would be possible to do the Dopey Challenge. But I'm almost there. See the finish line.
Come on, said, come on down. Looking for Mark Lorenzo. He's at the finish line somewhere. I did it!
Hey, Nine!
I finished the Dopey Challenge!
Thank you!
Yeah, get on your badges! Team up!
So in closing, one more time, I'd like to thank Ricky and especially Mary Jo Collins, our special running correspondent here on the Be Our Guest podcast, for taking us on that journey. Let me tell you, man, if you didn't get chills today here on Valentine's Day with Mary Jo's finish of the Dopey Challenge right there at the end of the marathon, you could hear the gospel choir singing in the background and the sight of seeing the finish line after 48.6 miles, truly tremendous. And I would like to encourage you, even if you think you're not a runner, maybe give a race a shot here in 2014 or 2015 with us. We'd love to have you down there. We always have friends at the races. Just drop by rundisney.com. Stop by our forums, brguestpodcast.com. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at brguestmike. And we're gonna encourage each other. You can do this. Every one of these people started with one step and 1 mile. And I absolutely know that you can do this. And we're going to be out there with you on the roads. We're always talking Walt Disney World trips and, Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland. We're not going to just be a running podcast. That's not what we're about. We're about the awesome vacations down at Walt Disney World. But hey, we're going to combine the two to help each other out. So again, thanks a lot to the ladies. Thank you for sticking with us here on Valentine's Day. We wish you the very best and hope you enjoyed today's very different Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you again and happy Valentine's Day.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.